Okay, again, Miguel Valdez, and I'm going to be presenting on a case for social media to increase community engagement in health research. Is everybody familiar with community engagement in research? Yep. Okay, super. Oh, my notes just went down. I didn't. The screensaver. I don't have this. I don't have disclosures today. Besides, I didn't shave because it's what they call the Movember. So that's my only disclosure. Okay, the plan for today is to provide an overview of community engaged research, provide an overview of Mayo Clinic community engagement research program approach to social media, and provide a recommendation to help increase social media in community engaged research, and we'll have some questions at the end. Again, the purpose for today is to provide an overview of lessons learned from the development of a social media platform to increase community engaged research. Community engagement is you work with a framework approach to build sustainable relationships. And after you build those relationships, working in collaborations to bring the final outcome of have the overall well of the community, or structure in the office consists on the partnerships between medical institutions, academic researchers, and diverse stakeholders, always with the mission of to recognize and build awareness and develop an action plan to address community health needs. Our program capacity consists on funding opportunities for projects that show community engagement in the community, consultations through our community advisory board, through our liaisons, which are experts on community engagement from diverse topics. We help build those collaborations with community members and other institutions, along with Mayo researchers and community members. And we also provide education opportunities for academics and community members on community engagement. We have some handouts that we can pass on our education opportunity. They are free to take online, and you can get credit for those too. And we have our communication plan, which is where we're going to be talking today about the social media. Okay, a little bit of background on social media. Social media provides opportunities to engage diverse communities in a dialogue about health-related research. Social media like Twitter, Facebook allow to disseminate information about research and educational opportunities. So it's just like your traditional network. Everybody, you start with your planning team. You're trying to find your advocate in the community. You go to diverse communities. You go to community events to network. Social media works the same way. Or methods that we use to or approach to social media. So we're trying to close the gap between the science and the community as a whole. And how we're doing this is by fostering community engagement among researchers from the researchers along the entire translational science. Along the entire translational science spectrum from the bench lab to the community and to the public. So what we did, we have some data from our community health needs assessment And one question that we did to the community was, how would you like to receive information related to help? And it came as through social media, text, phone, new technology. That was something that they shared with us. So we decided to work with the Twitter and a blog to start working with community members and research and academics within the institution. These efforts allow us to promote community engagement in research, in the research process from study design to dissemination of findings. This process is a cycle which occurs throughout the research process. So this is the platforms that we use in the department, in the office. We use blog, we use WordPress, Twitter, and Storyfy. So I'm gonna go a little bit over which, how we use each of them. So this is our blog with the Mayo template, really basic, very, what is the word I'm looking for? Really Mayo, conservative. And each institution has their own limitations or Mayo, they give you a template. Yes, you can have a blog, but this is the one you need to use. So in our blog, we have what is community engagement? So this is for community members who's been approached by a researcher or also a new researcher, which is interested in going in community engagement. So, and we also have the educational opportunities, which is the online classes that we pass, and also the traditional classes that they can come and take. They liaisons, they click in there and they get to see the profile of each of the liaisons to see if they can relate to some of them, and they can get some feedback or support from them. We have our community advisory board, and we have a library of video testimonials for researchers and community members who are being who participated in the past with in a community engaged research. So this is a sample of a tab. If you click on the education opportunity, this is our Twitter account. Our Twitter account, that's a tweet that has been pinned, so that's the first tweet that everybody sees every time they follow us or when we participate in tweet chats with a special need or special condition tweet chat. People give you a follow or give you a like and they go and check your profile. This is the first tweet they always see. So that helps us navigate, bring people to our blog. And so this is Storyfy. Storyfy is a platform, a tool, archive tool that help you compile tweets, posts from multiple social media platforms. Can be Facebook, can be Twitter, can be email, can be Instagram, can be a bunch of platforms. As long as you use a hashtag, so always that's why the people use promote when you have an event, fair. Always tells your friends, tells your people in the booths to use a hashtag, and that help you. For example, this one we did, it was a World Festival in Rochester. So we just put a table and we did it the same way like you guys did with the board. We just get a board and we said, okay, what is the best way to get information about resources in the community to you and your family? And they shared. And that also helped us when we have consultations with researchers that they come in and we say, well, you need to change the way that you approach to diverse communities, younger generations, and they go through the slices and they say, okay, this is recent, this is in town, I can relate now. Now I need to make in my budget, I need to do a different strategic on social media. And the results, the results since we started our social media initiative are, we started on spring 2000 up to today. And so we had so far 71 blog posts where the topics are covered is research, education, where people can take the online classes, dissemination of findings, the benefits of participating in research for community members, and also for benefits of for researchers to really do community engagement and build sustainable relationships. Or blog results. So on the educational training opportunities online, this is only for the online class modules. We have 135 learners who have taken our courses, and here are the courses, and also on the handout that we passed. So we have 135, and on February when we submit the abstract, at that time we have only 45 learners. So, and this is not, we haven't doing nothing besides just the Twitter and promoting our blogs, participating in those Twitch chats, community members, neighborhood association, when they have meetings and you tweet about it, and you go building those relationships with other institutions too, when they invite you to participate in this Twitch chat, when they invite you to a webinar, you participate and you know, you support each other. It's the same way, just like we mentioned, that's like what is, it's just like your traditional network, social media works the same way. You have to build those relationships and people start sharing your information. So that was really nice. Or tweets, results so far. So we have on 974 tweets. The analytics are only on 414. So the average engagement is 4.60, which that means that's what only the people who saw your tweet, considering that your tweet only has a real lifespan of 15 minutes. After that, it's gone. But that's why Storyfy, it helps you. You get together all those tweets and nice comments, or while other people was talking about your presentation, you put all those together and you share it again, and then they get automatically noticed, like, oh, somebody used your tweet or your photo in a Storyfy, and you check it out and like, oh, cool, and you share it again, and it just keeps going, a snowball effect. The average engagement is 0.03. That means that's what people click on your tweet, what they click on your photo, your link, and total favorites for those 414 is 268. And also another benefit, the benefits of using social media, you learn about the interests of your audience. In this case, you can see close to 70% that are interested in health, mind, and body. A little over 60% that are females. You learn also about where they're coming from, what region. Mayo Clinic being in Minnesota, that's why we have a higher percentage here. But also help us know when we get traffic, when you get more traffic, or when you do a tweet, or if you're gonna time your tweets, you can do if you consider the East Coast or West Coast time, that help you a lot when you're gonna get more traffic. The languages, the people use it. So for conclusions, social media serves as a podium to span ideas and knowledge, allows us to make engagement the norm at all the stages of health-related research. Success from this project is the level of interaction of diverse stakeholders across multiple social media platforms. The limitations that we have no comparison group. Next steps, we will be working on developing guidelines for best practices to increase social media and community engagement and research. And I want to acknowledge the team members from the Office of Community Engagement and Research, the Center for Clinical and Translational Science, the Center for Social Media at Mayo, and the Educational Resources from CCATS. Also, if you're interested in Mayo, the Center for Social Media, they have lots of information online, free classes, and they have some residencies on social media. They have a video, how you call it, a festival? You can send your video, how social media has been helping your department. So we have a little film festival for Mayo who shares, and then you learn from each other how they're using the social media. So that's part of engagement too. Let me see. And here's my information if you guys have any questions, or I'm open to questions now. Any questions? All right, well, thank you.
We have some time on the clock, so are there any questions, discussions, comments, concerns, anything like that? But primarily questions for any of the speakers across any of the topics. Okay, so yes, Dr. Adams.
I have a question. I just want to make a comment, if I may.
Yes, you may.
So, in 2016, so what we have asked from the Health Informatics Information Technology section, and as you have seen this, Dr. Dasgupta put on the screen that he's the director of the HIT Center. And the difference between the HIT Center and the HIT section is that the HIT Center has internet capabilities, so whereas the HIT section, you can show your slides, and if you want internet, so what we are doing now is that we have asked all of the groups within APHA, and that means the caucuses, and there are 19 caucuses within APHA. Is there anyone who remembers a caucus? Raise your hand.
What caucus?
Black caucus.
Oh, okay. All right. So we're supposed to speak to you tomorrow for 5 minutes. That's your breakfast. You get it.
Nope, I can't.
Okay. We'll be with you.
Good.
Okay. Any member of a special primary issue group that's called SPED. Okay. And then we have a forum, and finally we have a section. And there are 31 sections. And just to give you a little bit of history, the Health Informatics and Information Technology section was approved in 2009 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And there are 31 sections. So we are now 15 out of 31 sections in terms of membership. So we're asking, we have over 1,000 members, and in 2009 we only had 250. So we encourage everyone to attend this conference, to this particular session, to recruit members if you're interested in technology. Because technology is cross-cutting, it's interdisciplinary, and so we can't get away from technology today. And when I don't know something about technology, I call up Dr. Doswell, I call up Dr. Tracy Hill, who's the chair of our section, or Mr. Chris Williams. And these are all the young people that I can run myself with, keep myself younger. And so, because they understand technology, and it's good to understand that. So, in 2016, what we have done is that we have asked all the groups to come together and be a part of the technology project that Dr. Doswell is doing on Wearathon, and we are asking each one person to be on a panel. you are part of a section, a space, or cause of the form, please encourage your chair-elect to identify some person to be on the planning committee. And if you're not part of that, and if you're a company, and you want to feel like you need to sponsor what we're doing, please feel free. We know AKA is not into the smoking company. We can't do that, you know. And the pharmaceutical company, so we have to be careful. You know, we have certain policies. So I just wanted to say that because technology is very important. And I'd like to thank Dr. Dodwell, who has spearheaded the technology program within APHA. I think he has done a fantastic job. Don't you agree? And last but not least, I want to, you know, every person has a mentor. So, you know, I'm his mentor, but you need to meet his other mentor. And who we can sit back and every now and then we'll say, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? It's just a suggestion. No, we don't get on the hand and tell them what to do, like a space station. And because it's relevant. But the other person that I want you to give applause for, because she is one of the charter members of the Health Informatics Information Technology. And she's also on the advisory board. But, and I like to say this about her position, so sometimes she's kind of modest. But she is the alumni president for the six schools of public health in the state of Texas. So the six schools of public health, she's alumni president. And that's very historic. She has a doctorate of public health. Her MBA is in international health, and she's a registered pharmacist. She used to be the dean of a pharmacy school. And we could go on and on and on. So I'd like to introduce you to Dr. other mentor, Dr. Polly Clark Turner. We support Dr. Boswell in everything that he does, but there are two other people that I want to say thank you. And they're not here, but sometimes you need to take fingers at the top. And we would not have become as big of an affection if it had not been for Dr. George's vision. And, you know, sometimes you need to give thanks to people. And Dr. George, David and I had an opportunity in 2004 to present to the APHA Executive Board in San Francisco. But we could not have done that without Dr. George Benjamin believing that technology should be a part of APHA. Because Dr. Turner and I have been working on having a group since 1993. And that's a long time. But when Dr. Benjamin came, he said, yes, you know, what can I do to help? And then he assigned to a mentor, and the other person is Dr. Jay Bernhardt, and he was on the APHA Executive Board. So with those two people believing in some people that they didn't even know who wanted to start a technology group, I think that's fantastic. And we have grown, and now we're over 1,000 people. But we would like to increase our membership from over 1,000 next year. We would be in highly, what's called, proactive, to 3,000 next year. So we're asking for your help. If you're interested in technology, join the Health Informatics Information Technology section. But just don't join. We want you to be a part of it. So if you're a company, if you're a member, you know, email us, the leadership roster after this meeting will be on the APHA, our website, and the particular person's name and email address, and join a committee, because, you know, working together in a team is very important. And we could not have done all of this if Dr. Doswell, Dr. Turner, Dr. Benjamin, Dr. Bernhardt, and a few other people, if they didn't work with us at the team. So I just want to share that with you.
Thank you, Dr. Adams. Any other questions? All right, so let's, just like Dr. Adams said, let's concentrate forces, apply your expertise, be it public health, business model, development, entrepreneurship. You know, we have Northrop Grumman in the audience today, so I know Northrop Grumman is very interested in the HIT Disparities Wearathon. So, it takes a village, pretty much, to raise the technology child in order for it to be applicable to all of our focused efforts. We'll have wearathon type of events throughout the year. Just to make mention, there is a HIT Disparities Wearathon being established in Texas, in Houston, for addressing human trafficking and how wearable technology, from surveillance to child identification using wearables, can be delivered, and data can be extracted, and then ICE members or whoever are the agents to go over and do the apprehension. So that's going to be a very significant one. There's going to be one established in Baltimore as well. And so if you're interested in establishing a HIT Disparities Wearathon in your city or municipality, please let me know. We have the cards that Dr. Adams has passed around. My information is on the bottom. And so we'll help you out. All right. Well, thank you.